general doing likewise. And we have had this lead, as you've probably already been told, in New York of the ransom demand on the Goodman family
mm-hmm.
for $15,000. Mm-hmm. I think that's a fake, but we don't know. We're running that out. There have been three or four phone calls to the Goodman family demanding that they bring $15,000 to the Manhattan Beach Hotel, which are on Long Island there. And the Goodmans have insisted upon either talking to the boy to make certain they are dealing with the right people or asking the boy the nickname of the grandmother of the family. The reply of the person calling, which has a Bronx accent, says that the boy is not there, and that they got in touch with him where they have him, where they have him hidden away, and he refuses to tell them the nickname of the grandmother, which I think pretty clearly shows that that's a fake. We are running that down, though, on the grounds of extortion. That's a violation of the extortion statutes.
Mm-hmm.
So far as the Mississippi situation is concerned, I've got a conference on in Jackson this afternoon for the matter of space. We've located space down there, but there's a question whether the concern that owns the building will rent to an integrated agency. Because we're integrated in the FBI, we have Negro agents, although we haven't any in Mississippi per se.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be thrashed out within the course of the next hour, and then it'll take us possibly maybe a couple of weeks to get the place set up properly. It's an entire open floor now, but in an air-conditioned building, entire open floor, so that we can then make arrangements for the formal opening of the office.
Mm-hmm.
And in line with the conversation with Walter Jenkins this morning, we can then reevaluate the need of my going down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm perfectly willing to do so. Mm-hmm. I think there are several aspects of that we want to keep in mind. First, whether these racists will yell that we waited till this these three people had disappeared and then tried to plug the gap by suddenly opening an office at Jackson. But the answer in my mind to anything of that kind is that whatever you do, you're going to be damned.
Hmm.
You can't satisfy both sides.
No, I have this feeling. I have this feeling. Ain't nobody going to damn you. Here's the feeling I have. You didn't create this situation. You didn't have anything to do with it. The FBI didn't have anything to do with it. Nobody but a few communists and a few crackpots and a few wild people are against you in this country. They're unanimous. If anybody in the country has got the respect you have. Now, what I think you ought to do, I don't want to urge you to go. I just want you to consider it and then evaluate it, and I'll be guided by your judgment, because you've been at this a good deal longer than I have, and I don't want to put my judgment against yours. The thought just occurred to me that it would, you don't have to be blustering or threatening. You're dignified and quiet and modest and humble, but you have a perfect right to appear at your office, and you have been called on for extraordinary service, and I think you ought to give serious thought the next day or two. I may be gone. If not, I'll talk to you Saturday. This is Thursday. See how many people you can bring in there, say next Monday, until we find this answer. I think the best, you ought to put 50, 100 people after this Klan and studying this from one county to the other. I think their very presence may save us a division of soldiers. Not throwing their weight around or throwing their pistols. You don't hear criticism of any of your people. But if they are there, I think you ought to have the best intelligence system, better than you got on the communist. I read a dozen of your reports last night here till 1 o'clock on communist, and they can't open their mouth without you knowing what they're saying.
That's very true.
Now, I don't want these Klansmen to open their mouth without your knowing what you're saying. Now, nobody needs to know it but you, maybe, but we ought to have intelligence on that state, because that's going to be the most dangerous thing we have this year.
I think that's very
And true. I think if I have to send in troops or somebody gets rash and we have to go like what we did in Little Rock or something else, that it could be awfully dangerous. Now, nobody objects to FBI, all the local people. Nobody really objects to the Navy boys. That was a masterstroke when you got them.
Yeah.
But I'm having these demands for 5,000 soldiers.
Yeah.
And all these groups are meeting all over the United States and sending wires. Farmers got a group out in Kansas City today. They called up yesterday. Martin Luther King's getting ready, all this. So the only way I can answer them is to say, now, I have substantial people in every area of this state. We are carefully studying this thing. We're carefully investigating it. and to send in a bunch of marshals, or send in that have no law to enforce, that nothing been violated, or send in a bunch of army people, divisions, is just a mistake. But I've got ample FBI people, and I would express the hope, even if I have to get a supplemental appropriation for you, that you figure out where you can bar him in case of an emergency, and let's put him in there for the next 30, 40 days while we're making this search and until this thing quietens down a little bit.
We'll certainly work that out.
Now, you make an estimate, call your district man, whoever you need to, and let me talk to you day after tomorrow and see how many we can put in there next week.
And my idea was, if I went down there, I would invite the governor and the attorney general of the state and the federal district judges to be present at the opening of the
office. I sure would. That'd be excellent. You've got them cooperating.
You're getting
voluntarily, after we talked to the governor and you had him have that first press conference, that's when he broke the ice, you're getting voluntarily what you try to get with a battalion of Marines.
Exactly, without the hostility.
That's right. Now, what I want you to do, though, I want you to put in 50, 100 men and scatter them. I want you to have the same kind of intelligence you have on the colonies. Now, this plan could spread all through the 11 southern states and
be... Well, they are.
I know, but I mean it could be... You remember they were electing senators in Texas in 1924. Earl Mayfield came up here. Tom Connally beat him.
That's right.
And we've just got to see, because that outfit be flogging people and be violating. This statute goes into effect. I'm going to sign it at 6:45 tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a television statement then.
Yeah.
And I want to, if this thing blows up, I want to be in a position of saying I took precautions and I put all the people that Edgar Hoover could spare down there to try to track down these violators and perpetrators of these crimes.
Yeah.
And if it blows up, I want to be in a position to say this is what it did. If it doesn't blow up, I want to be sure I've got enough there to try to deter it.
That's right.
Now, there's some talk about asking to get 5,000 soldiers in there, and I've just told them I'm not going to do that now.
I think it's the worst move to make.
Well, let's send one-tenth as many FBI men, 50 FBI men instead of 5,000 soldiers.
Of course, we have the offer of the governor for the State National Guard if we need any of that assistance so far as searching is concerned.
Yeah.
I don't think they ought to be used for any military purposes.
No.
I think if we can confine them to the searching, that will release our men from the actual searching detail and get them into this clan side, which will probably may dig up some dirt.
Well, now you consider it's where you're going to get 50, 100 to send in there, too, so we can say that we've sent three bunches in.
All right, I will.
Okay,
fine.
I'll talk to you tomorrow or next day.
Good.